and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Telephone number to be on the show if you want to chat about any kind of gardening or landscaping or pest control or environmental issues or news or whatever. Give me a buzz at 1-866-444-DIRT. 1-866-444-3478. And there's a lot going on. The weather here in Dallas has finally stopped raining. We were waterlogged here and had sunshine yesterday. Going to have some more today, but more rain is moving in. And so if you're having any problems related to that, I want to talk about drainage issues or improving the soil for drainage. I've seen a lot of projects, especially some big commercial projects where drainage has gotten worse over the years, and sometimes people scratch their head about it. But if you're still using synthetic fertilizers and things that hurt the biological activity in the soil, that's what makes the soil drain more poorly. The way to increase the drainage is to do just the opposite. Use this natural organic approach that we recommend, natural organic fertilizers and soil amendments and biological tools, anything that will stimulate the beneficial bacteria and fungi and other microbes in the soil is long-term the way you increase the drainage. And the thing that surprises people the most, I guess, is that it also increases the water-holding capacity as far as holding water at just the right level for a longer period of time, thus having to irrigate less often. So you get the best of both worlds with the natural organic program. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. If you haven't been there, check it out. A lot of information on the website. We do have a newsletter that comes out on a weekly basis, and it's free. All you have to do to get the newsletter is sign up for it and fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, or just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com and request it. And there's a membership area on the website. You can check that out. It's a green button over on the left. And we've got a bunch of books about the subject if you want more information about what we talk about here. A lot of it, most of it, is on the website. You can go to the library. Everything's in alphabetical order there, and there are different chapters on the website about the different things that we talk about. So a lot of ways you can get information about what we talk about here. This first hour is brought to you, as always, by Victor Pet Foods. VictorDogFood.com is the website where you go to get information. This is a company over in Mount Pleasant, over in East Texas. They distribute over a large portion of the country in the feed stores and farm stores primarily. If you want to find the closest place to you, just go to the website, victordogfood.com, and they've got a lot of information there. A lot of great shots of dogs and other pets. Check them out. And also their Facebook page. There's some good stuff there as well. What's different about Victor? Well, no wheat, no corn, no soy, no gluten in anything they make. That is extremely unusual, especially for a company of any size. And the other thing is there's no chemical preservatives. There's none in their plant. They don't use them in any of their products. And that's a big deal to me. They do have grain-free choices, several. That's what we're feeding Tater and Carmen right now. We've kind of gone through a bunch of them, tried a lot of them, and they seem to like them all. And they're doing very, very well. Their coats are as pretty as they've been in a long time. So Give it a try. VictorDogFood.com. My tea this morning is hibiscus, primarily hibiscus, peppermint, and cinnamon. And it's good. You can make your own. You can get a commercial version, obviously. They're available out there, but the hibiscus plants are starting to bloom. If you have your own hibiscus and you've been maintaining them organic, that's fine. If you just pick one up from the garden center and take it home, probably not a good idea to start using the flowers right away. I'd wait until it's been under an organic program for a while and been detoxed at least to some degree because, yeah, most of the growers, almost all of them, still use the toxic approach, synthetic fertilizers, which is probably the worst part of it, and the pesticides as well. Speaking of pesticides, there's something in the news I wanted to go ahead and talk about. We may talk about it in more detail later on, and if anybody has more information than I do, by all means, give me a call. But Pepsi has decided to do something smart for a change, and that is get rid of aspartame in the as a synthetic sweetener. It says spurred by falling sales, which is interesting, and as it should be, and consumer safety concerns. PepsiCo North America Beverages announced on Friday, this is just a couple days ago, this past Friday, as announced Friday that an aspartame-free diet Pepsi sweetened with sucralose and Ace K will hit the shelves sometime in August. Pepsi executive said that the new Diet Pepsi sweetener formulation tastes the same as the old one. And the reason to drop aspartame is the fact that it's a pesticide. It's one of the best fire ant controls. If you haven't tried it yet, if you've had trouble with fire ants around the place, you can put it out, and it kills them pretty well. It's something shouldn't be in any kind of human product. I'm glad to see that they've gotten rid of it. Now, on the other hand, what Ace K is, it's a synthetic sweetener, and we don't know anything about that. I was talking to Bob Webster about it on his show yesterday, and we were going to both look into it a little bit more. I did a quick search this morning. If anybody out there does know anything about it, let us know. Whether it's safe or not, I don't know. I think the best advice is to not drink sodas, diet sodas especially. Drink other things that are more healthy for you, but at least that's a move in the right direction to take aspartame out of the products. We've got kind of mostly bad news for you here about the SPCA Dog of the Week. From last week, Bear is still available, and he's a good-looking dude. So go, those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, go check him out on our website on DirtDoctor.com. Before that, Scrappy is healthy and back up for adoption. Apparently, he had some issues. And Sweet Pea is still waiting for home. She's the one that's been around the longest, and she's been moved to the McKinney location. So those of you in the McKinney, Texas area, check out Sweet Pea. She still needs a permanent home. Those of you that are into pit bulls, this week's is a 33-pound pit bull mix, and she's really pretty, really pretty coat. She's at the, she's been, at the SPCA since December the 23rd because her family wasn't home enough to care for an active pup. She's got a beautiful black coat. One of her best features is her fantastic ears, very friendly disposition. Has that tail wagging all the time. Previous owner says she's very playful with children, adults, and other dogs, so she's hoping to find a family that loves to play as much as she does, going for walks, running around, all that kind of thing. So check her out. It's Ritter on our website, the SPCA button there on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. We've got people already holding, so I'm going to go to the phone lines. The telephone number again, and when you hear somebody hang up, is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. We'll talk about in Howard's garden. We've got a bunch of stuff going on at home, and there's a lot that you should be doing in your garden, especially those of you that aren't being deluge with rain every day. A little catching up to do. First up this morning is Bill in Prescott, Arizona. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, Doctor.
What's up?
I like to call you Doctor. But I have two questions, if I could. One is I'm trying to kill a field of, they call it goat's head. Mm-hmm. Goes all around the ground. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
But, sure.
Okay. And I'm using your organic herbicide, having trouble finding this white vinegar, 10%. But anyway, one question about it is, will it go down and kill the roots also? Because I've been...
Tell you what, let's take a break and come back and take time for this. Talk about weeds right after this. Don't go away.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The Sick Tree Treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And Bill in Prescott, Arizona, and I were starting to talk about weed control. Prescott gets quite a bit colder than we do here in Dallas, Bill, so your timing is probably pretty good to do a couple of things. Do you have weed problems other than goat heads and grass burrs and that kind of thing?
Not really. I mean, I can cut those. I'm just worried about the dogs running around getting those stickers in their feet. And I've been doing it by hand with a Pulaski, cutting them, but I figured the roots are getting so big now. And I for a couple of years I've been doing it by hand, but I got to thinking maybe these nurseries tell me like kills all and all that, which I know is bad, goes all the way to the roots. And I'm wondering if this organic herbicide, spraying that on there, if that will go down there and get the roots also, or?
Well, if you spray strong enough vinegar and if you spray often enough, it'll kill the entire plant. But there's some other things that you can do as well. Now, these goat heads that you have, some of the weeds that are called goat heads are annuals rather than perennials, but yours are perennial?
They come every year.
They're coming back from the plant or from seed, okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a little bit different. And how much area are we talking about?
Oh, like an acre.
About an acre. Okay. The keeping them from coming back from seed, which, you know, perennials do as well, besides coming back from the plant, is to build the carbon in the soil, build biodiversity, and you do that with the organic products in general. Things like humates and corn gluten meal is something you need to make a note of because it could help you a lot if you get it out before they actually germinate and start to grow this year.
Okay.
Corn gluten meal you can get from the feed stores and farm stores. It's the protein part of corn meal. Corn gluten meal is a very strong organic fertilizer, and it works very well for the control of summer weeds if you get it out before they germinate in the spring. And I think you probably could do that. The other thing that you want to look at is the ones that are coming back that are perennial. You can spot spray them with the vinegar. The vinegar product that's on the market that's actually EPA labeled as a herbicide is under the name Nature's Guide. It's distributed by BWI now, and they have, they're a national or a very large distributor, so your retail stores in that area could get it. And what I've done in the past on some landscape projects is I've actually taken the strong vinegar and mixed a little bit of one of the fatty acid herbicides with it, and it will kill. It'll kill nut sedge. It'll kill Johnson grass. It'll kill goat heads. It'll kill anything if you do that, if you mix the two together. The fatty acid products are things like Racer, Scythe, Monterey, I think it's Monterey Organic Weed Control or something like that. You can use them by themselves, but all I'm saying is if you mix them together, you get that killing power that you're looking for to kill a perennial weed. The other thing I'd look into, Bill, is propane weed burners. The one called Red Dragon I've actually used. In fact, I was looking for it yesterday. I've got it stored somewhere at our office, and I can't find it right now, but I needed it to kill some weeds that are outside a fence at an alley. It's a real good tool for that. And it's a torch, you know, it's a flame torch. And it, if you use it right, and you need to read about it, you don't put the flame right on the weed. You put it close to the weed, and it actually kills the weeds more thoroughly than if the flame hits the weed and burns it and chars it real fast. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So those things, you know, they come in great big commercial wide things that you pull a three-point hookup, or they come like I have, a little handheld. It looks kind of like a walking cane with a small propane tank on it, and they're very effective for those kind of weeds that you're dealing with. So that combination of things, some pre-emergent type things, corn gluten meal, carbon material, organic fertilizer, compost, mulches, if you can get shredded tree trimmings and spread them on the place, that, for the money, is the most effective thing you can do to build that carbon and life in the soil and head off the weed seed that would germinate. And then killing the perennial part that are already there, you have to use those other techniques.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you happen to know if you can grow manzanita from clippings? All the nurseries around here say you cannot.
Well, I've never tried it, so I don't know.
Okay.
Give it a try. You're in charge of that research.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for the information.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye.
Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Carol in Humble, Texas. Hi, Carol.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
All righty. My question is about the winter weed that has the little white seed head. It is really taking a stronghold this year. And what I do is mow mulch. But then I realized, well, those seeds are just going right back in my ground. Okay, I have Bermuda grass, and I can bag it. I didn't think I should put it in my compost because it would just continue to thrive in there and go right back in my yard, or put it out in the garbage pickup, which goes in the landfill, which is not a good idea. But I would really like to get rid of that winter weed. I don't know its proper name.
Well, it's Poa annua. Or Poa anna, a lot of people call it. It burns up as soon as it gets hot. We haven't had any hot weather yet, and it's one of those weeds that goes away. I have a little bit of it. I mow it and leave the seed right where they are. You can head it off in the winter with some pre-emergent type things, and there's a couple other things you can do. Can you hang on with me?
I can.
The birds just flew in the window again.
Yes, they did.
And I'll be back with everybody. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain the lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with Carol in Humble, Texas. Carol, the weed you're talking about, this annual weed, is it's annual bluegrass is what it is, and there's a couple of ways to go. One is you could just deal with the cultural aspect. It really will pop up where overwatering has been done. There's soil compaction. There's not perfect conditions for the turf grass. And so correcting that helps you a whole lot with it. The other thing is to put out a pre-emergent. The pre-emergent that fits the organic program is corn gluten meal. There's one of the commercial companies here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that has really continued to use it more than anybody else. Some people got down on it a little bit, including me, for use in the fall because it was inconsistent. You know, the weather in the fall is such a roller coaster ride of warm and cold that the weed seed can germinate over a long period of time. What they've done, and it's Spriggs Brothers, the name of it, here in Dallas-Fort Worth area, they use corn gluten meal several times so that they eliminate that problem. And I was talking to David not too long ago, and he said where they've they've done that for a period of time. They've really made a dramatic difference in the weed pressure. On the other hand, it's not a weed that bothers me all that much. If you wait until it's warm, it burns out and is gone, and, you know, your other grasses come on. Is this a shady area or sunny area where you have the biggest problem?
It's mostly sun, but then as the day goes on, the pecan tree shade takes over. And you're right about the drainage. I've been working on that area.
Yeah.
But as far as the gluten meal, putting the gluten meal out, my dogs will eat it. I can't do anything granule back there because the dogs will eat it. All of that nice fertilizer just fertilizes my dog's guts.
And well, I tell you a tip on that. You can get corn gluten meal in a powder form. It's the regular meal that they take and then granulate and turn into the granular products, and it's more effective anyway.
Okay.
And you can put it out and then immediately water it in, and they might lick up some of it, but they're not going to get a whole lot of it because it's going to go on down into the soil. Mm-hmm. If they like it so much they dig holes all over the place, that's a different issue. But I would recommend that you talk to one of the garden centers or feed stores and get some and try it and see how it works. The only word of warning for everybody out there, we've seen where people have left corn gluten meal available to the animals, and we had one case where a little dog, I think it was a little chihuahua or some really small little dog, got into a bag of corn gluten meal and ate so much he got really sick. And the reason is, you know, it's high protein, very high percentage of protein in there, and it's just too much for the little animal. So spreading it out, they'd never lick up enough to hurt them at all, but if they got into a bag of it, it could be a problem, especially if they're small dogs.
Correct. So you're saying apply that several times early on. I'm in just north of Houston, so that'd be January, February?
No, it would be in the fall.
Oh, in the fall.
Yeah, see, that stuff germinates in the fall, and down there it's probably going to germinate a little later than we have it germinate, but it'll germinate over a period of time. What we normally tell people in the fall is to start putting out corn gluten meal as a pre-emergent along about September the 25th. In your case, it might be closer to October, and a cup, you know, one or two or even three applications in the October area might completely knock it out. The downside is the cost.
Yes.
And also, that corn gluten meal is a very high protein, thus high nitrogen organic fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use it too often, and that's what I've always been a little bit worried about David's program, if you use it too often, you might solve the weed problem, but you're going to kick up the chances of disease hitting, just like if you use too much synthetic high nitrogen fertilizer. But that is an option. That's the only reason I'm telling you that. That's an option if that weed really bothers you that much. I would suggest that it might be better to use your money and your time and your energy just mowing the stuff down as it starts to show and increase your organic fertility program and your management of your irrigation, and the turf will crowd it out for the most part.
So I shouldn't put it in the compost?
I would. I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, see, the composting, if you're composting even halfway correctly, you're going to have biological activity in the compost, it'll destroy the weed seed. That won't be a problem at all.
Okay, great. That makes me feel better.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. It's Elizabeth in Chicago someplace. Hi, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Doctor.
How are you?
I'm doing good. My problem is I have various varieties of hostas, and initially, when they're growing, they look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get these little holes on them everywhere.
Yeah.
After that, they turn brown after the holes, and they look really horrid.
What are you fertilizing the plants with, Elizabeth?
I just buy commercial stuff from the nursery.
Okay. If you can find a nursery, and I think with us being on in Chicago now, that more of the nurseries will be tending to carry at least some organic fertilizer. Mm-hmm. Start using organic fertilizers. Get you some Garrett juice or make your own if it's not available yet there. And start using them instead of the synthetic fertilizers. That's going to help you with the pressure to a degree there. On the other hand, hostas, more so here in Dallas than in Chicago, but hostas are a smorgasbord for snails and slugs. And that's normally what the pests are that you're dealing with.
Yes.
Make a note of this product. It's called Sluggo, S-L-U-G-G-O, Sluggo Plus.
I've heard of it.
Well, Sluggo Plus actually may not be the one you need now that I think about it. The regular Sluggo, just Sluggo, is mm-hmm. the one for snails and slugs. If you have pill bugs, which could also be part of your problem if you see a lot of them around, the one called Sluggo Plus has spinosad in it. Now, you could use it for the snails and slugs also. It'd be more powerful. Spinosad is a very, very effective organic pest control. But if you use that product or one or the other of those products, start using some organic fertilizer, build the health of the soil and the health of your plants just a little bit better, I think you'll see that problem go away.
So I should use the Sluggo and organic prep?
Yeah, change from synthetic to organic fertilizers no matter what.
Okay.
And then the pest control product is the Sluggo.
All right.
Okay?
Yes, thank you, Jack.
I appreciate the call. Now, people can get control of slugs and snails with some kind of home brew type of things. In fact, the other day I had snails pop up in our vegetable garden, which we've had happen before, and I've been ignoring it. I haven't been out there too much, and so that came up not too long ago. And I had some corn gluten meal that I was going to use in the onions. Using corn gluten meal when you have a planting of something that has bare soil around it, in other words, a new bed, corn gluten meal is an excellent tool to use no matter what time of the year it is. Because when you have a bare soil situation, there are exposed weed seed lying there that are going to try to germinate. If you put the corn gluten meal down, it feeds the little transplants, the onions in my case, or the case for anybody, makes the onions grow bigger, and it keeps the weeds down to a minimum. If you put the corn gluten meal down at anywhere from 10 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and then mulch over the top of the corn gluten meal with a shredded shredded natural mulch, you'll see tremendous growth and real good control of the weeds. But I saw something else. I had a sneaking feeling about two things. I had written a newsletter about Epsom salts, and so I was putting it on some of the plants, and I thought, I wonder if magnesium and sulfur have any, besides fertilizer value, have any help against these kind of pests. And I said, I wonder if corn gluten meal does too. And so instead of just putting it on the soil, I kind of dusted some corn gluten meal on some of the plants where I saw some slugs doing a little dining. Well, the next couple of days, I don't see any slugs anymore. What I need to do now is go back and kind of isolate, you know, where I did Epsom salts mixed with water and drenched on versus just the corn gluten meal. But it seems like the corn gluten meal dusting on some of the plants irritated the pests that were feeding on them. So you might give that a try. Carrie and Wiley next up. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Howard. We're battling fleas for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that nematodes are recommended.
I just put them out myself at home. Yeah, and it's the best control there is.
How soon do they affect the flea population?
About an hour.
Oh, okay.
They work very fast. They're quite mobile. They're microscopic, but they're quite mobile. You put them out, you can spray them with a hose-in sprayer. It's one of the few things that I recommend a hose-in sprayer for.
Okay.
Take the strainers out and all that so it doesn't clog up, but follow the instructions about how much area to cover with the nematodes that you get.
Okay.
And put them out with a hose-in sprayer, or do like I do. I'm lazy. I don't even want to fill up the hose-in sprayer. I put them in a big watering can and just walk around and slosh them out.
Okay.
And they not only will control fleas and ticks better than anything you can possibly use, but they'll also control a whole wide range of other pests that have one of their life cycles in the ground.
Okay. And how well, I guess the instructions will tell me how often I need to apply them.
That's a kind of a subjective question a little bit. I normally don't do it but once a year.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of gardeners don't, but some like to do it in the spring, kind of early summer, and then kind of in the fall, kind of on the same schedule that you use organic fertilizers. And they swear that it gives them even better control. But either way, a lot of it is just budget and time.
Okay.
Did you have something else?
I do.
Okay, can you hang on with me?
I sure can.
All right, we'll let the birds take over here for a minute and then come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard back, and Carrie had another question for us, I believe. Carrie, you there?
Yes, I am.
What can I do for you?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion this morning about corn gluten meal.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if, are all corn gluten meal products organic, or are there some that are not? And if there are not, I mean, if they are not, are there, and possibly GM corn, does that have any kind of a negative effect, let's say, on pets or chickens? Like if I want to have chickens in my yard and I had GM corn gluten meal on my yard, could that, what problems do you see if that's a...
Well, it is a problem, and it's a very frustrating one. The answer to your question is there's almost no corn products out there that are organic. The horticultural products are not organic because they're too expensive and they're not enough of them. What is organic is used for food, you know, is not used in the horticultural products. So, yes, having the GMO contamination and related to that Roundup in the plants can be damaging to the gut, the biological activity in the gut of the animals and people too. And, you know, that's why we're so negative about GMOs and Roundup. But the fact of life is that it's ubiquitous. It's out there all over the place.
Okay.
Now, the only solution is what we talk about here, the natural organic approach. Stimulating biological activity neutralizes that part of the issue. And that's why the organic program is so incredibly important, besides the fact that production can even be better, and usually is.
Okay, so what you're saying then is with an organic program, even the corn gluten meal, though it's GM corn, can have beneficial effects simply because any negative effects are going to be offset by the organic program?
Yeah, the biological activity that's stimulated by everything that we talk about, you know, how we do things, what products we use and all that, is the very best way, really the only way, to neutralize the GMO and Roundup contamination. We can't get away from it.
Yeah.
It's just out there. That's what's so such a big problem about it, you know, is that they can't control it.
Yeah.
It's in so many things. And corn, soy was the first thing it was, you know, in all over the place. And then corn was the second. And it is an issue to deal with. But what you do is you just use organic fertilizer, Garrett juice, you know, on a regular basis, foliar feeding and drenching, the rock minerals and all the things that we recommend. Keep that biological activity real high up. That's the only solution.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for.
Wish I had better information for you on that.
No, that's. I'm glad to know, because that had been a question that had been floating around in my mind, and like I said, the topic of the day helped me remember it. So I appreciate your help.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
We're going to do a little in Howard's Garden in a minute, but let me try to catch up a little bit more here. Doris in Cedar Creek Lake. Hi, Doris.
Good morning, Howard. Let me get you off speaker.
Thank you.
My question this morning is, what would you recommend as the best way and the best products to use for making a totem, say a totem pole, for ivy to grow up on?
You're talking about just a structure that would be an arbor type thing for the vine to grow on?
Yeah, something in a circular design, maybe 2.5 feet tall. I have some cloth wire here. I was contemplating using that. I don't want something so big to soil, and what other things you recommend to put into it. I was going to pack whatever you think best products to use on the inside, pack those inside of some sort of wire, but how big of a hole in the wire do I need for the roots to grow into, or for the soil not to, and whatever I have inside of it?
Okay, you're talking about setting up something like my grandmother used to grow with pothos ivy inside the house.
Yeah, Howard, my mom passed just recently, and I have a lot of plants, and in dismantling those and trying to keep them all alive, there was a lot of ivy, and mm-hmm. I need to put them into a little bit larger pot,
okay.
And I want something for them to grow, and I hope that I can keep them a long time.
Well, just get some organic potting soil for one thing and put it in pots, and those ivies will grow very well in that situation. If you want to create a totem, just use some kind of chicken wire or not expanded metal, but welded wire. They call it different things. I just use some at the base of a deck that we built to keep the animals from going under the deck. And then mm-hmm. you pack inside that with an organic potting soil that's real heavy with mulch. You add some shredded mulch to it. You could start with a compost like a black cow, mm-hmm. add some shredded mulch to it so makes it a little heavier texture,
mm-hmm.
and it will stay in there. Plant the ivy around the outside and just keep it watered, and it'll grow up and do very well in that situation.
Okay, I have a huge block of coconut fiber here.
Oh, that's great, too.
Should I mix that into the soil?
Yeah, that'd be great. Mix that in with something like a black cow compost and mulch, and that'll make a great mixture for what you're doing.
At what ratio, Howard?
I don't think there's any magic number. Just do a third of the compost and a third of the core coconut fiber and a third of shredded material of some other kind. That'll make a great mixture.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right.
Good
luck.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Those are easy plants to keep alive. Well, in Howard's Garden, I didn't get to, so I'll start the second hour out with it. We're going to talk about fire ants and vegetables. The production that we're having on certain things has just been great, especially asparagus this year. But I'll talk about it all when I come back. Don't go away.